Arranger and composer Spud Murphy greatly contributed to the success of swing band music by brilliantly orchestrating the elements of the big band: brass section, reeds, rhythm section, and soloists. For example, here's his great chart for Benny Goodman's hit, Get Happy. How did you get the name Spud?
In Ireland, they call potatoes Murphys. And where I come from, in Utah, they call them Spuds. So it's a combination. Murphy, Spud, potato, it all mixes up together.
This is Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Digging Spud Murphy, and talking with Spud was a pleasure. He's a gentleman of wit and intelligence.
In fact, one band I worked for, I got the worst tunes you could ever think of, paid for by the publisher. But they had their own arranger, and he got all kinds of great pieces. And finally, I said to this band leader, I said, "Why do you give this guy all the good stuff and give me all these turkeys?" And he says, "Well, it's because he can't write a good chart on those turkeys and you can." I said, "Oh, I get it. Because I can write good, I get bad tunes. And because he writes bad, he gets good tunes. It don't make sense to me."
Very nice. Get Happy from the wonderful new CD by Moore's Modern Rhythmists entitled The Goblin Market, celebrating the musical arrangements and tunes of big band arranger Spud Murphy. During this hour, I'm speaking with both Dean Mora and the redoubtable Spud Murphy, now in his 90s. As we listen to Mora's Modern Rhythmists playing Dixieland Shuffle that Murphy arranged for Bob Crosby's Bobcats, Spud explains how he got involved with the Crosby Band.
Some of my people played in his band, too. Let's see, Matty Matlock, I guess, would be the one that did most of the writing for Bob Crosby that I would have any contact with him about. The first job I ever had as a non-playing arranger, Matty Matlock was in that band.